us to warm.
We're back to golden earring again. No more Muse. Or maybe later in the show. Who knows? Maybe we'll get lucky. We're live. It's 9 o'clock out here in California again. Pacific Standard Time. And it's 11 Central and 12 Eastern, of course. And just trying to get a hold of James Corbett and see what he's up to and how he's doing. He was supposed to have rejoined us couple weeks ago, but I'm sure he's got his hands full with everything going on in his current homestead in Japan, although he's Canadian. But we do have Chris Hinckley on from Road Warrior Radio, and I was just on his program last night, and we may dive into it. I would ask people to go listen to the archives of his program, and he can direct you to that a little bit more right after this first break. I'll bring Chris on. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. This is your program, In the Zone. Your host, Lieutenant Eric Schein. I'm a graduate of Kings Point, United States Merchant Marine Academy, a fellow academy to West Point, Annapolis, and the Air Force Academy, but not the Coast Guard Academy. The first three are military federal service academies like Kings Point. The Coast Guard Academy is a fellow academy in the light that it's a federal service academy. It's supposed to be a federal maritime police academy. And it has been turned into a special branch of military operating outside of the Department of Defense within the Department of Homeland Security. So Janet Napolitano, the lady with the cool hair, she looks like a mob boss, I'm sorry, or an old sawhorse, labor horse. Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, she is in charge and has her own branch of military that she has delegated the quote-unquote civil service of the United States Merchant Marine, which includes fishing vessels. You know, we don't have much of a tuna or seiner fleet anymore. Anybody remembers going back into the 70s and what happened with that and a lot of the ships moving out of the country, along with the canneries and more, Bumblebee, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We'll be back after the first break, and we'll bring on Chris Hinckley, and we'll talk about all things maritime and more, including admiralty law and what's going on with the Coast Guard and Homeland Security right now, and other things. We'll be right back. Republic Broadcasting Network, your program, In the Zone.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
All right, we're back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. And my girlfriend asked me earlier today if I was doing the program, and I said, yeah, I guess for all it's worth. I hope that, you know, maybe there's some kid out there listening, or a lot of kids, or young adults, who are hearing what's going on, and it's at least hopefully piquing their curiosity, and hopefully they will get involved and maybe even not only reinvigorate the United States Merchant Marine, American flag shipping, but also, you know, the rule of law, let alone putting a stop to these quote-unquote administrative, whether they're Article 1 or Article 2, they're clearly not Article 3. We're supposed to have an independent judiciary under Article 3. Even a lot of these Article 1 courts, quote-unquote, courts, like a good example would be the National Labor Relations Board. It was started by the National Labor Relations Act. And it, by an act of Congress, created this board. Another board would be the War Shipping Board. Another one, I'm trying to think of the Railway Labor Board that came from the Railway Labor Acts from the late 1800s, early 1900s, 1920s, 1930s. But these Article I boards are there to be protective. They're not really to take away life, liberty, or property. But now they are. And they're, you know, because they're supposed to be, like even for an agency, they're supposed to be internal, quote-unquote, and remedial, meaning that, like, if you've got a bigot for a boss, they're supposed to step in, have some kind of hearing, cut a deal to where you can either move to a different office, find a new boss, send the boss to some Dale Carnegie courses, and no one really loses. Because if you're going to take any life, liberty, or property away from someone, it's supposed to be within an Article 3 state or federal court, you know, independent judiciary. But let me go ahead and welcome Chris Hinckley to the show from Road Warrior Radio. And Chris, if you could plug your website, your program, tell the listeners where, when, and how they can find you. You're obviously on this network, but welcome to the show.
Thank you. Looking forward to tonight, just like, you know, we had some fun last night. I'm just pointing people to Republic right now, republicbroadcasting.org, the archives there. And you can email me at madmax@roadwarriorradio.com. But broadcast is Monday through Friday on Republic Broadcasting, obviously. 9 Pacific, 10 Mountain, 11 Central, 12 Midnight Eastern. And lately we've been going through some shows together on Fridays. And you and I, obviously, and that's something fun for the audience to look forward to as well.
Well, I just got a message from, you know who James Corbett is, right?
Yeah.
We've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a message from him. He should be back on this program, so it'll be the three of us next Saturday. And I'll be doing an interview with him 7 o'clock my time Pacific next Friday, which will be a couple hours before I'm on your program this coming Friday.
It'd be interesting to hear how that goes when you guys.
I'm interested to catch up with James and see what's going on with him in Japan, and you know, hear it from quote unquote the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, speaking of those kids, I wanted to maybe throw out the drone deal. You know, I mean, when I think of kids, obviously I think of video games regardless of their age, and kids to me are, you know, people under the age of 30. So
yeah, I know. Well, 80, I mean, it's all a state of mind, right?
Right, but you know, generally speaking, I mean, kids, you know, maybe school age, for example, even college, you know, graduate level type people, but there, a lot of them are playing video games these days. And how many people?
Well, Chris, the reason I threw that out though is I just remember, and just excuse me for interrupting.
Yeah.
In my own mind, when I was a kid, I had an AM radio that my brother, you know, given me, hand me down.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a little 45-minute knob on it that you could twist, turn up, and it would go down and then turn off. Mm-hmm. And when I would fall asleep, I would turn on, and I would listen to music and talk shows, radio, whatever. And nowadays, I'm just hoping that, you know, with the Internet, and we talked about this last night on your program, about, I mean, it should have already blossomed by now. It hasn't because of a lot of suppression and oppression of technology and opportunity. Rather than having thousands of people or voices that people can choose from, you know, we've got Hannity everywhere. We've got O'Reilly everywhere. Everybody's been syndicated, and we've got so few voices in this modern age.
And I just hope that vacuous content.
Yeah, and I just hope that somebody out there in the Ethernet was listening. And hopefully what we talk about and what we do hopefully sparks some, you know, great mind to or great minds, I should say, to start looking into some of these issues. And I was, I guess, on a positive note, my girlfriend told me that Venus is no longer in retrograde, so everything should start falling back into place.
Perfect. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, cool.
Very nice.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, speaking of the kids, I mean, they play video games. How many people understand? I mean, the mainstream press is running articles about drone strikes. NPR ran one yesterday, I think, and they're, you know, pretty much every major mainstream news outlet's running these stories about drone strikes in Libya now. And we've been doing the same thing around the Middle East.
Isn't that how Iraq started, in Afghanistan?
I think according to Sam Gardner, it was I don't think there were drone strikes originally, but
I don't mean textbook or verbatim, but right. I mean, you know, first they said, oh, this is going to be just to set up a no-fly zone, and then they lied, and now we're doing drone strikes, and now we're saying that, oh, we're probably going to, you know, have troops on the ground, et cetera, et cetera. And every time they say that, no, here's the line in the sand we're not going to cross, we're just doing this, and this is why, it's a lie.
Right. Well, retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner was on CNN Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer back in 2006, and Blitzer said, and this was concerning Iran, but he basically intimated that the same was true of Iraq. Anyway, he said, Blitzer says, so what would it take, you know, for the order to be given to, you know, go into Iran, even if just, you know, for observation purposes? And Gardner says it's already happened, and he'd actually written a report for the Century Foundation already at that time in September of 2006. But he said that it was already going back to at least 2004. There was conclusive proof that we've been flying sorties and, you know, with malicious intent and all kinds of stuff. Anyway.
Well, but you know that, I mean, even Homeland Security, it wasn't created by Congress. Forget about debate, deliberation, and everybody fighting over should it exist, do we need it, you know, with all the problems with bureaucracy, do we need more bureaucracy? It was created by executive order by Bush,
mm-hmm.
and then basically Congress was, you know, strong-armed.
Notified.
And, right, Tom Ridge was walking around with hat in hand,
yep.
waiting for his new job, new department.
Right.
And then after the executive branch put it into effect, pushed and sold and bartered for it, then Congress says, oh, yeah, you're right, we should pass the law.
Emergency.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they used that, the Senate report from the 93rd Congress, 93-549, from the Committee to Abolish the National Emergency. Ironically, they used its findings to support their case for DHS.
But didn't they just do that in Libya or Egypt or possibly both, to where they just had and had advocated for? And finally, just now, I want to say it was Egypt, it could have been Libya, to where they ended their national emergency that's been in place for, you know, I don't think it goes back as far as to World War II, but it's been in place for quite some time, 30, 40 years.
Huh. I'm not aware of that one.
Well, no, it strikes me as odd.
Yeah.
Because you see that the very same issues that strike many of us, whether, you know, and I've mentioned to you before, I'm not a big fan of Ron Paul for a lot of reasons,
yeah.
and especially not Rand Paul.
Yeah.
Ron Paul, because, you know, A, I, you know, tried to, A, get messages to him, seen him, tried to get help from him, first and foremost, about what's going on with the Coast Guard and Homeland Security. But he wants to privatize everything. Forget about, you know, my issues in the military and the Coast Guard and the military doing, you know, civilian affairs and crossing the Rubicon and all that. He wants to privatize everything, including the Postal Service. And I'm against that. I believe in public service. I mean, that is the Christ-like model, quote-unquote.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well,
you do certain things, like whether it's a public library, public schools. Our public schools should be the attraction of the world. They should have electronic chalkboards. They should have a computer at every desk. I, you know, was speaking to a friend, and his kids, or her kids, were there, and we talked about this in public trust and everything, and said, no, you know, I want you guys to get active, and hopefully, you know, even at your young age, you'll realize that the future is yours. You know,
right.
You need to start becoming active in your own future now at your age. And because I believe, and they told me they're in public school, that you guys should have electronic chalkboards. You should have, you know, integrated electronic chalkboards.
That's convenient, so everything can go down the memory hole when it's time for it. So,
well, and that's, see, and that's, we're not using technology to educate our youth. I mean, we're so far behind the rest of the world, and it's intentional. We'll be right back. Chris Hinckley, Road Warrior Radio. 800-313-9444.
A brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generation.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I tried to call or send out the call-in number before I got cut off for commercials. And, oh, I want to put out, if anyone wants to advertise on this program, contact myself through the network, or Mike or Dan, our producers. You can call in at 800-313-9443 or contact Chris Hinckley. And Chris is also looking for sponsors for his program. And, you know, hey, even if you want to sponsor one show with $50, $100, whatever, it will go towards updating websites and more. It'll go right back into the program, you know, to further develop his or mine or both. I wanted to put that out. 800-313-9443. Chris wanted to go back to Ron Paul. Let me throw it back to Chris, and then we'll take a couple calls here, and we'll go to, so the callers, please hold, but go ahead, Chris.
You know, speaking of the kids, the one thing that I would, I don't know, I try to keep it to facts, and some interesting things that happened in that race, some things, just factual stuff that kind of makes you go, hmm. You know, you mentioned the bright line that we hear about sometimes yesterday, and when you come to these kinds of issues and you get higher and higher up, it's real hard to find a bright line, even when you seem like you have a white horse in the race, so to speak. So what I'm getting at is on June 12th in 2008, Ron Paul, prior to that day, he said right up to that day that he would continue to run. He wouldn't withdraw from the race as long as he had two things, money and public support. He had those two things, and on June 12th, I think it was the Thursday before two major primaries on Friday, he withdrew late. It was like 6 p.m. Pacific, when everybody heard about it. And it was very deflating and demoralizing to the campaign and people who supported him. The campaign never recovered. It transferred into campaign liberty.
Let me throw something out on that point. I'm trying to think of what it was, the issue was. But recently, trying to work with a third-party interim, where I'm asking somebody to do something for me, and they have to go to somebody else and ask them to do whatever. This was like a rental car. I'm getting my car fixed. So I'm at the body shop, right? And this is just a simple example. I've had this happen on, you know, bigger issues. But I asked the body shop, I said, well, can you call Enterprise, the rental company, and ask them to give me a break? I'd normally drive a truck, and I would prefer to have a truck. It's more than what my rental car, you know, will allow. It'll allow, let's say, $30 a day, and a truck was like $40. So the guy started arguing with me right up front and saying, well, no, and blah, 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 and, you know, giving me one excuse after another. I'm like, look, I don't need you to say no for me or for Enterprise. Why don't you, since you're a really good customer with Enterprise, And my insurance company, USAA, which, you know, services to military personnel, is both a good customer of Enterprise and the collision place. They recommend them or refer people to them. It's called Caliber. It's out of Texas. It's like one of the largest chains. But instead of just simply calling them and letting them say no, he started to argue with me. I'm like, look, guy, don't say no for them. Why don't you just simply pick up the phone, call them, and let them say no? And my point in this and with Ron Paul is, like, don't give up. Don't say no. Don't say you're going to lose. Don't throw in the hat. Because at some point, all things, you know, what if one of the candidates died? I hate to say that, but, you know, something happened in the race. And you're still in there slugging it, and all of a sudden, wow, you know, like John Kerry became the, you know, he was the dark horse, and we know that was all through manipulation and stuff, but, you know, all of a sudden, you know, he's winning the race. But my point being is that it also brings the issues into where that candidate, like Ron Paul, can bring up and say things that will be taken on the platform of whether it's the Democrats or Republicans or the mainstream candidate or whatever, that all of a sudden things that people want to hear about, jobs, talk about jobs, getting out of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and more, all of a sudden you've got somebody bringing them up. They have to respond to it. They have to get engaged with it. And at some point, it gets incorporated into their platform. And even though, like, you know, Obama ran on that to some degree, and now he's got, like, Alzheimer's, like I guess Reagan had, to me, I if you're going to run for that position, you just don't give up so easily. And I just, you know, I don't know, I agree with you to a large extent.
Well, here's what was interesting. You know, for the people that maybe don't remember or didn't really follow it closely, June 12th he pulled out. That was a really critical moment. The way that it happened, it was, like I said, it was the Thursday before two major primaries. Very defeating, very deflating for people. And then 2 weeks later,
and he had a ton of money too.
Yeah, he did. And 2 weeks later, his national campaign chairman, Kent Snyder, healthy 49-year-old guy, dies of viral pneumonia. That's kind
of... Yeah, I know. That's
And then, that's... Well, we'll get... I guess I'll...
Yeah, and now I want to take a call real quick, too, when we come back, but I'll throw it back to you. And this is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. I'm speaking with Chris Hinckley from Road Warrior Radio. 800-313-9443. We got a couple open lines. Call in quick. Call now before the end of the show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, Randy from American Idol, or whatever they're calling the show now. I think it's still American Idol. He loves Muse. One of the guys who's competing right now, he did a Muse song. I think he did Uprising. Ooh-ah, ooh-ah. It's time for, can I say it's time for a revolution? I don't know if that, is that legal? It's time to undo the establishment. And I don't mean to undo the government, just those in the government. I mean, I want to move back to a, you know, and you got people like Randy Rhodes, who's out there on quote-unquote progressive and quote-unquote liberal, you know, talk radio shows, programs, saying that anybody who's for the Constitution is somehow a racist slave owner and somebody who is an anti-abolitionist somehow. You know, that, oh, well, if you believe in the Constitution or whatever, then you believe in slavery, and I don't think so. You know, Time Magazine just came out with an article right after the movie The Conspirator came out, and it's entitled, Why We're Still Fighting the Civil War. And my belief is because, well, England, Britain, United Kingdom is still in here, and playing games with a bunch of loyalists and royalists who are trying to convert our system, if not take it down. And
well, speaking of that, let's define terms, right? Because people call the Civil War, so a lot of people refer to it as the War of Northern Aggression. Actually, it should more appropriately be called, and Lincoln intimated that too, in some of the words that he had. It should be called the War of Eastern European Banking Aggression, don't you think?
Yeah, that's it. Well, it's... Yep. England, like, well, J.P. Morgan. I mean, you heard me go on and on and on about J.P. Morgan came to the United States prior to the Civil War. He helped incite the Civil War. He funded both sides of the Civil War, profited from both sides of the Civil War, took down American financial houses at the time prior to, during, and after the war, converted them back to crown possessions. Not only was he a traitor, his father, who was an Englishman, was backed by the crown, and he was the one who backed J.P. Morgan, but J.P. Morgan's kid, J.P. Morgan Jr., was a signatory to the Federal Reserve Act. J.P. Morgan also helped start General Electric, and that's why guys like Letterman had such a problem with all the suits in GE, quote-unquote NBC. But GE is a crown possession. It's one of the largest, you know, military federal contractors in the world, let alone just here in the United States. It's not a national company. It's not a United States company. It's an international company, and it's held and controlled by the crown. But, James, I want to throw out, let's get a caller in here. Let's talk to Deloitte in Idaho real quick.
You're flattering me. It's Chris, but James.
Oh, dude, what? I'm sorry.
Fine.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm.
It's a compliment.
Totally,
I appreciate
yeah, no,
that.
It's, no, you stand alone in your own right, and I don't know why. I guess I was thinking of, maybe that's why, is James will be back next week. We talked about that in the break. I just want to let listeners know. So next week, it'll be Chris, myself, and James Corbett, if all goes well. But let me throw it to Deloitte in Idaho. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello, Eric, and hello, Chris. It's been a long time since I've spoke with either of you guys.
Yeah.
I have to apologize. I'm sorry I didn't broadcast Road Warrior Radio last night. I usually fall asleep or something like that and forget to change the
station. Hey.
And, I was hoping
Chris,
to get on earlier.
People to sleep.
Hello?
No, you just said that you normally fall asleep when you listen to Chris's show.
No. I fall asleep listening to the other show, so I don't switch the radio over. So my listeners here in Coeur d'Alene didn't get to hear Road Warrior Radio last night. No, Chris keeps me awake till 10 o'clock every night.
Okay, I was going to say it didn't. I was like, wait, that didn't sound right.
We actually probably need to hear your story recently, don't we? And for folks that don't know, can I just say that there's an ongoing saga. You can see part of it on YouTube, youtube.com/Jonah's Gospel. The Jonah's Gospel YouTube user has the video of Deloitte's encounter, you know, basically standing completely still, being questioned by local police, and within 90 seconds being wrestled to the ground by two of them and tased 7 times. And
nice.
So that's kind of where the story begins. But
how old is he, if I can ask?
Well, I'm about 57 now. I was 55 at the time, I believe.
And the only reason I ask is you've heard of what happened to Ray McGovern, right?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
Ray McGovern he's an ex-CIA analyst, and I think he stood up at a thing where Hillary Clinton was talking, and he turned his back to her, and they basically took him out and beat him up a little bit. And, you know, he's like, I think he's in his 60s,
he's 70 now, isn't he?
Is he really? So, yeah.
Yep.
So I'm being kind, if anything. But he's a he's an elderly man, and you got these, you know, hooligans, these brown shirts, for want of a better word or term, beating up on people like Ray McGovern and yourself.
Well, that's exactly what happened to Deloitte. I mean, he's a guy who has served his country, you know, in military service. He's a, you know, Vietnam veteran, disabled in 2003, right?
2001.
Okay, so, you know, not... I mean, to know him, you know, he is an imposing intellect, but he's not like a gorilla-looking guy, if you follow me. So, you know.
Well, he believes in civility.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, able to back it up if necessary.
So I mentioned
that
because...
Nice to that guy. I've been very nice to them. They came down to my house last March, and with eight officers stationed on two streets, I live on a corner, they stole three of my vehicles and stopped me from protecting my property.
Why did they?
And came back 2 days later and took three more automobiles.
Deloitte,
and,
can I ask, well, I don't understand, why were they taking your vehicles? What was the issue?
Well, the issue seems to be that they were trying to get me to fight with police because I had that RICO action against them in federal court. And they were facing some significant prison time. And I watched this case, in the paperwork, they dwindled it down to nothing. They took away my evidence. They took away two of my co-plaintiffs. My co-plaintiffs were not able to be in the courtroom except to testify. And I lost that case. The Coeur d'Alene police walked. They didn't get in any trouble. But they were trying to get me to fight with police. There was literally a long rifle pointed at me on both days. They had one guy stationed down the street with a rifle pointed at me. And on the 3rd of March, they stationed an ambulance and a fire truck.
They did the same. They did the same thing to me at the federal building, the Federal Fusion Center. See, what they try to do is to make a plaintiff into a defendant in some kind of unrelated or related incident, so that they can basically quash your complaints.
Yeah. Well, they stole between let's just say between $50,000 and $75,000 worth of property. And they valued all of them at less than $200 so that they didn't have to notify me before selling them or disposing of them. I went down and tried to get them to release my property.
Why were they selling them, though? I mean, what, when they impounded them, took them, and then they sold them for $200 or whatever, what were they trying to repay or pay off?
They're not trying to repay anything. They're harassing me. That's only one time that they've been here. Then when I went down to the police station for this kangaroo hearing, you know, this administrative post-storage hearing, I was sitting in the police lobby, and in comes a cop from outside, walks in, and says, "Mr. Scott, show me your driver's license." I'm sitting in the lobby. I'm not in an automobile. He was ordered to give me a citation because they had checked about 3 or 4 days after they stole my property. They run an NCIC and found out I did not possess a driver's license. So the hearing officer had ordered the other officer to give me a citation and potentially take my truck that I had drove down there in, or I had traveled in. I'm still trying to break my off of that habit of drive and drove. But I left the truck there, and I had a wrecker go down and get it. So I got my truck back home, and then they gave me that citation. The second, I called 911 emergency both times that they were here stealing my property. And I told the emergency operator that there was men out here with guns stealing my property. And they said, "Well, just talk to the Coeur d'Alene police. They're on the scene." And I said, "Yeah, I know they're on the scene. Those are the guys that I'm reporting as robbers." and they gave me a ticket.
If I could ask, Coeur d'Alene is
citation.
Coeur d'Alene is in
Idaho.
Where are you located?
Right next door to Chris.
Okay, but I'm trying to inform the listeners.
North Idaho.
So, okay.
Yep.
Let's see, where was I at?
So you were saying about the grabbing the property, you called them and called 911.
Oh, yeah. They gave me a ticket for making a false 911 call or misuse of 911. And they tried to get me in court on that one.
What was your RICO complaint about?
Civil rights violations. They attacked me. They denied me my right to assistance of counsel. I asked the officer if I was under investigation for a crime. When he asked me for my name, I asked him if I was under investigation for a crime, and he said yes. And I said, okay, I need my assistance of counsel. I don't have to say anything to anybody when I'm being investigated for a crime. I mean,
yeah,
every
Miranda, right?
An afterthought these days, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it's been, you know, upended, for want of a better term. You know, a lot of people can't believe it. Even, I think Scalia has come out with some recent case law and comments on Miranda.
Right. Well, you know, the only place you really hear Miranda and
anymore.
The idea of Miranda is on shows like Law and Order. And it's...
Yeah, know, really.
Or Kojak and other shows that, like, from right. 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, do you want to...
I went into court. I handed the public pretender a 35-page brief on driving, and she said, "Well, where do you think I'm going to get the time to read this?" I said, "You got a staff, you got a paralegal to shepherdize this, don't you?" "Oh, I don't have anybody." Well, I warned her when we were walking towards the courthouse for the trial, and I said, "I'm probably going to have to fire you." And she said, "Well, why didn't you do that a long time ago?" And I said, "Well, I got to give you an opportunity to do your job." And we got into court, and she was successful at getting the charges dismissed before the plaintiffs were able to finish their case, their presentation. And so I beat them every time I've been at court, and they dropped the 911 thing, and now I'm trying to get my property back. And seeing how they like to play in the commercial world, I'm going to play in the commercial world. And we'll see how they like it when they have no defense.
Well, can I ask something real quick? Are you black by any chance?
No. Do you think if I painted myself, would it help?
No. The reason I ask is I felt you were white. Whatever. I didn't think you were black, but my point being is, we're all in the same boat now. Whether you're Asian, male or female, black or white, it does not matter that if you're not part of this elite nobility, you're trash. You're a piece of property. You're no better than a chair or furniture to these people, and they see you as a nuisance. Rather than operating under the concept of public service, these people think that we are there to serve them. And that's a royalist attitude. And we don't need these
Absolutely.
Kind of people in office anywhere. Anywhere.
No, we don't. They do not miss an opportunity to stop and identify anybody for any reason.
Well, you know what they're doing now, though, too? If you haven't been, they're asking, and this has been going on out here in Huntington Beach, they're asking if you've been to jail lately as like a, you know,
really?
As a meet and greet question. And the reason for this is now they're allowed to take DNA and or blood and put it in the national database.
Oh, yeah, that brings up another subject. When they put me in jail, I'm one of the few people that had all my clothes washed by the Kootenai County Sheriff's Office. They had to get rid of all the blood evidence off of my clothes. And these guys are crooks up here. They're crooks everywhere. And they're really ramping it up. I heard a story from a homeless guy the other day where they're arresting these homeless people because
they're shooting
in their pocket.
I had a friend, her relative, he was like a, not idiot savant, but he had some issues. He was living on the street. The guy's not a problem or whatever. They shot and killed this guy with handcuffs on. And the family sued and whatever, and they got money and, you know, whatever. But it's not necessarily, it's not about money. You know, it's A, we don't want these kind of police officers in service. Anytime, like there's the one that was on the BART up in San Francisco in California where the guy, I think he was handcuffed as well, face down. They shot him in the back of the head. And that one went to trial. And I don't think that on these kind of cases, especially where it's so obvious They should settle, do the right thing, and get rid of the police officer and remove him from the force, if not prosecute him and put him in jail.
Oh, absolutely, put in jail. Absolutely. I mean, we go to jail if we get caught drunk driving a couple, three times. I mean, we hurt.
But the thing is, people don't understand, and this is my point, like you or Ray McGovern or black or white, male, female, does not matter, that at some point these judges, these lawyers, these people, the police commissioner, whomever, you know, sheriff like a Pio or whatever in Arizona, these people don't understand that sooner or later the very same tactics that they're applying to everyone else are going to come back and bite them in the butt. We'll be right back, and I want to get to a couple of other callers real quick. We're in the last segment here. Please call back next week, Deloitte. I want to talk to you some more. We'll be right back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will never see the truth around.
Yes, baby, we're back. All right, I want to go to Victor in Tampa real quick. Victor.
Hello, how are you?
Hola.
Hello?
Yeah, como esta?
Well, yes, I wanted to ask you, you seem to know about law and maritime law, particularly. I'm in Florida, and every time I go out in the boat just about, I get hassled by either the Marine Patrol, the Coast Guard, the Sheriff's Department, or Police Department, you can't even go out now in the wilds of Florida in the middle of the ocean, and they're running your name, your license, and they don't need any warrant at all, it appears anyway.
Well, that's right. The Coast Guard is now saying it's a branch of military in Homeland Security that can administer civilian affairs, and they can board your vessel, an American flag vessel, without probable cause. This is a branch of military. It's like the Navy boarding your vessel. That's not America.
You're right, but I mean, even the Marine Patrol, it's like they don't even need warrants to do anything with you. They just pull up and they just take over. They can look through your whole boat. Now, is there any way to stop or fight this? Is it a crime?
Well, the Marine Patrol, they're really not supposed to unless there's probable cause. They can say that they're doing a safety inspection, but, you know, if you've got all your ducks in a row and, you know, they're really not even supposed to be checking ID or anything else unless you've done something. Because, you know, it's one thing if they tracked a vessel coming in from Cuba and they're looking for that vessel and there's some kind of, and your vessel matches that vessel, that's one thing. But to just go out and do random searches, because even now, like in my own situation, I don't know if you've heard my story, but they're trying to say that the Coast Guard, a branch of military, can do random psych exams on United States Merchant Marine licensed officers on board commercial and private vessels, which basically goes to you even on your own boat. If they can do it to me, they can do it to you, and the Coast Guard can use military personnel to force you into a psych exam like they've tried with me over the last 8 years now. And I'm a naval officer, went to a military academy. You know, I'm supposed to be protected by Geneva Conventions and more. The Coast Guard is acting like, you know, the brown shirts on the water. They're acting like I call them the water Nazis.
But it's not just them is what I'm saying. At least in Florida, it's unbelievably out of control. That literally, in the middle of the ocean, the last time I was in the Keys, the Marine Patrol, with no probable cause at all, they're doing everything you're saying the Coast Guard does. They completely abuse any power given to them. And the sheriff's deputies and the police, when you're in there, have a little bit more decorum. But the Marine Patrol here in Florida are called state officers now, and they'll literally arrest you if you're just walking down the beach, if you don't have a Florida saltwater fishing license, just with the possession of a fishing pole, even if you're not fishing, they can arrest you now. It's psychotic. It's like the worst part of KGB Russia. But they literally, for no probable cause, will go through your whole boat. They will run your license.
Hey, doesn't that remind you of, like, the olden days, like, when we had kings and queens and guillotines and kingdoms when you couldn't fish on the king's land?
Exactly. Yeah, you needed his permission to bow down to him. I had a friend of mine out in the middle of the ocean, handcuffed and arrested 2 months ago for a child support payment he was late on because they ran his name with his son fishing in the middle of the ocean, arrested him. That's how bad it is.
Hey, call in next week, Victor. I want to throw it back to Chris. We're out of time. Chris.
You know, the one other thing that I was going to say is folks can catch up a little bit on Facebook.
And Leo, Leo, call in next week. Sorry, Leo. Go ahead.
Catch up with Road Warrior Radio on Facebook, too. I hate it, but, hey, it's a medium. Facebook.com/Road Warrior Radio.
Peace. Muse, Uprising. James will be with us next week, hopefully, and Chris will be there.